From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Some South Florida environmentalists say the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did not do enough to protect fragile coral reefs from the effects of a massive dredging project at the Port of Miami. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo tells us why the whole issue might end up in court.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers moved about 1,000 corals before dredging started. But Biscayne Waterkeeper, an environmental nonprofit organization, says the agency has failed to protect other corals in the area.
In 2013, divers went down to do a pre-construction survey of the site, and they identified 10 times more coral than was found in the previous survey.
That's the group's executive director, Rachel Silverstein. She says the Army Corps of Engineers has not monitored these newly discovered coral colonies. Silverstein says their ships are leaking sediment that harm the corals. Laurel Reichold is the project manager for the Army Corps. She says they are in fact monitoring the corals and that the ships are not leaking.
We have special sensors, and so we're monitoring to make sure that no sediment is leaking out of them.
Susan Jackson is a spokeswoman for the Army Corps. She says dredging has been done in the port for the last century.
The dredging that we've done there repeatedly has proven that they're resilient. They'll come back again.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has 60 days to respond to the complaint. If not, Biscayne Waterkeeper says it will file a lawsuit. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
There are about 3.5 months until Election Day 2014, and some Florida voters could wind up voting in illegally drawn congressional districts. A Florida judge ruled 2 weeks ago that two of the state's 27 congressional districts were invalid because their boundaries were drawn to favor Republicans. Florida's Constitution prohibits politics from being used to draw congressional maps. With two districts affected, any redrawing effort will spill over into other areas. Ariane Campo Flores is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal based in Miami. He says the debate over the process of drawing districts mimics a nationwide debate.
It sort of bolsters the argument of those who say, look, we need to just take this completely out of the hands of lawmakers, you know, do something like what they have in California, where they've put that process in the hands of citizens and taken it out of the hands of lawmakers. So, you know, it's a debate that has ramifications potentially nationally.
The judge who overturned the maps will hold a hearing this coming Thursday, so voters groups who want a new map drawn before the November election can voice their opinions. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.